Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Michael, and I am the host of this program. And I want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. I don't know about you, but I'm a little soggy. It's been raining here and continually raining here. And so I think that I'm in Seattle, but I'm actually in Kansas because it's just raining and raining. And it started sometime last night, and I'm thinking I might need to build a big, huge boat and something, but I don't know. Hopefully it doesn't get to that point. Hopefully you're dry wherever you are. We have a guest tonight. Christine is with us tonight, and like a lot of my guests, she wears different hats. We're going to be talking to her here in a little bit. I think she's going to give us some tips on how to get that perfect reading. A lot of times, you know, when you go to readers, you're all nervous, and so I think she's going to help us out with that. And maybe I'll get to talk to her a little bit about telepathic communication as well, and maybe we'll learn about that as well. I had the wonderful opportunity to talk to her on the phone when I was setting this up with her, and awesome energy, awesome person, and I'm excited and privileged to have her here with us tonight. So we'll be getting her on here in a minute, but we do a whole bunch of stuff before then, and one of those things that we do is we pull a card for the show. And so the card comes from my Gaia deck tonight. And it's the purification water card. On the bottom of the card, it talks about emotional cleansing, rejuvenation. And I don't know about you. I don't know if it's the moon. I don't know what's going on. But the last couple of days, it just feels like somebody's taking me and just wringing me out. You know, maybe you're feeling that way as well. You know, I feel like that it's just part of this, you know, process that we have to go through to get where we're going. You know, sometimes we don't like the process, but the process will get us to where we're going, and that's what matters. You know, emotional cleansing, we all have those things that we need to let go of. My grandmother passed away this coming Wednesday, May 1st, will be 30 years. And you know, even though I know that life continues on, I feel like that I'm having some issues with that. But, you know, those things pop up so we can get rid of them, so we can move on. You know, definitely know that life continues on, but we still miss those, you know, moments when they were here in fleshly form. But I'm glad that she made that transition because she was just in a lot of pain, and so I'm glad that she made that transition. But we're in a place of rejuvenation, and I want to focus on that word tonight. Rejuvenation, rebirth, you know, changes. And that's where we all are, and that's what we're all going through right now. And that's an awesome time. You know, we have to go through that emotional cleansing place to get to that place. But, you know, I am so thankful that Spirit's always there within us, pushing us forward, encouraging us onward, and I'm so thankful for that tonight. Let's give you our websites really quick. The website to this program, to the show, is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can go over there right now and learn some information about our guest. It's right there on that front page. You can learn a little bit about her, and right there. And you can also check out previous guests that I've had on the program. And if you go over to our blog, we do have a blog. It's like the news thing over there on Spiritual Talk Radio. And you can read some stuff over there. All right. There is an important letter over there on the news thing that you might want to read. It's related to the program, so you might want to just glance at that. And so if you don't mind. And my personal website is www.spirituallyawakening.com. You can learn about me, set up readings with me, and whatever else over there. So just check that out. I do have an event coming up in a week in Springfield, and I'm excited about that. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Then let's get Christine on here with us. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you that even though it might be raining on the outside, It's sunny on the inside. And Father, Mother God, I thank you for that. I thank you that no matter what we're going through, we're not affected by what's on the outside of us, but we're affected by what's on the inside of us, which is you. And that's how it's supposed to be. It doesn't matter. You know, we could be having a really bad day. If we go inward, we have an awesome day. And I'm so thankful that I'm going inward more and more in my life. And I pray for my listeners tonight. I pray that you would meet their needs tonight and that they would get something out of this program. And Father, Mother, God, that you would just move in every area of their life tonight. And Father, Mother, God, right now I pray for Christine. And I thank you so much for leading me to her. And I thank you so much for the amazing gifts that she has inside of her that she has developed over time to help people. And that's what it's all about, changing our world. And I thank you so much for her tonight. And just meet her needs, whatever needs those are. And you know what we need, and that's all that matters. Father, Mother, God, I ask right now that you would just help me make decisions that I'm trying to make, and that you will always lead me in the right direction where this program is concerned and where my life is concerned, that I always follow you. Because it's when we don't follow you is when we mess up. And I've done a few of those moments, and I don't want to do that again. And so I want to follow you, and I want to be able to hear your voice clearer and clearer as we move forward. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Christine. Hi. Well, hopefully we'll say hi to you here in a minute. My switchboard's having some issues. Hi.
Hi, Michael. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
This is Christine McClendon. To all the listeners who are listening now and to the archives, I want to say hello and bring you some sunshine up there in Kansas. It's we've been having a drought for like 2 years now, so... Oh. We could use some of your rain up there, but
I'm pushing it that way.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, I do readings literally all over the world, and I think I'm the only sunny little area that I've been reading this week. So, I guess you got to kind of count your blessings however you can, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's important. You know, a lot of times, you know, we forget to do that. We forget to count our blessings. You know, sometimes we get just hung up on all the stuff that's going a little weird for us and not focused on the blessing part of our life.
Yeah, that's so true, Michael. You know, and sometimes if we kind of get knocked off our feet or get a little wet, so to speak, emotionally, sometimes we just got to kind of like say, okay, where are you at, God? Where's your sunshine?
Right.
Just bring it through those clouds and rain and just meet me wherever I'm at, you know. So, and it's kind of easy to do, though, just lose focus in the busy, hectic lives that we all have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but lately, Christine, I've had a lot of readings that have been very emotional. And I think that we're just in that time right now. Just people, you know, and the one thing that I tell people, you know, it's okay to have emotions, but it's not okay to drown in those emotions.
Right.
And I think that a lot of times, you know, it feels that way. I know that there was a time in my life that, you know, it just felt overwhelmed with emotions, and luckily Spirit reached in and helped me with that. And, you know, there's always hope, and that's what we got to hang on to.
Right. And some of the things that I'm going to be sharing with you and the listeners, wherever y'all are at, we're kind of help them get ready for that because we do want them to get a really awesome reading. But at the same time, you know, we do need a little bit of that emotion element, but at the same time, we really need to be focusing on, you know, what's ahead of us and not behind it. And it's easy to do to look. You know, the thing is, I tell my clients, if you're so busy looking at what was and not what is, eventually you're probably going to stumble. It's just kind of like when we're walking, you know, towards our goal, you know, if we keep looking back, we're just going to stumble at that. And the same way true in our physical life. We have to look at what is and look forward, but learn, by those things that we've walked through.
Right.
I don't want to have to redo it. So, yeah. Right. So learning is very important to add to that.
Yeah.
So.
And it's funny when you were just talking about, you know, if we're looking backwards, we stumble. I remember one time when I was young, and I'll just share this story really quick. When I was young, I was trying to show off for this girl, and I was walking backwards. I was looking actually backwards, and I fell down, and I broke my arm. And so, yeah, if we're always looking backwards and we're not focused, you know, then we might have some problems. So we want to stay focused. Now, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get started? Just, you know, you in a nutshell, so we get
okay.
to know you.
No, sure. And I just want to, just before I forget, because I probably will tell you at
okay.
the end of the show, if any of the listeners do need to check out my website, it's at www.christinemcclendon.com,
okay.
and that's with two C's on McClendon. But as far as the way I got started, gosh, I don't remember not starting. It's, you know, I guess I can share that story briefly with you.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing. Whenever I don't remember not talking to spirit, and
right.
so and not being clairvoyant. The earliest remembrance on that was when I was 3, and that was the event at my father's grandfather's death.
Mm-hmm.
We were leaving that day, and I knew things were different that day, and we were leaving my grandfather's house, and I told my father to stop in the car. And he told me, no, sit back, and you just, you know, I unbuckled my seat, rushed back in the house. It was a side door of this old, well, it's probably a nice house, but it's old now, I'm sure. But when I walked in the house, there was a very strong energy, and I seen two angels.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather, hopefully I don't get a little teary, but my grandfather is a very tall man, and I went and put my little bitty arms as a 3-year-old on his knees, and I said, I told him, I looked him straight in the eye, and he was sweating profusely. He just got done mowing the lawn.
Right.
And I seen the angels to the left of him, above his head. And I was a little girl, so I thought everybody seen angels.
Right.
And I told him, I looked in his eyes, and I said, my father says it's time to go home now. And he thought my earthly father, and I meant my heavenly father. I didn't even know why I said that. I was only 3 years old, and the angels were telling me to say that. And I said, and I remember little tears going down my eyes and knowing a bittersweet. I told him, I said, they say that I will see you again, but for now this will be, you know, this is goodbye, and something to that effect. And I remember him kissing me the last time and hugging me, and that was the last time he got up. He laid down, and he had a massive heart attack shortly after that. And that was my first verification of, you know, that was a very
right.
young age. But as far as, you know, taking you back, I kept trying to, you know, I did have a lot of things that happened between then and now. But I started working with the animals because I was raised in a southern area here in the Bible Belt, and I thought, well, that would be easier to introduce me was with
right.
animal communication. But I did so much, you know, healing and other clairvoyant type, just other work in my practice. I had a different office with other stuff, but anyway, so I am all these years later, I'm certified. That means I've actually gone to school and taken mm-hmm. lots of classes in clairvoyance, medical intuitive, animal communication,
right.
Psychic medium, and angel tarot cards. So,
cool.
But I teach those as well now. So it's just like a lot of hats. And it's a unique reading because a lot of people can't go to one reader and be able to get all those types of questions. And it's one of the new unique things I teach. I've never been able to read about what I do. It's more like telepathic.
Right.
And usually when I pick up a psychic medium book, how to, so to speak, then it's about that. And it's just different. And what I use is pretty much, I realized when I started working with animals and people living or in spirit, I realized it was the same thing. You know, I kept going back to what I was born with, and I really am writing a book about that now. So I'm excited
awesome.
About that. Yeah.
And we'll be looking forward to hearing more about your book when that gets closer. And you know, I've been trying to work on my book. I've been working on a book for like 2 years, and it's got to about page one. So maybe one of these days we'll get a little farther, we hope.
Right. Yeah, I got the publisher, and actually one of my books is already written. I just have to type it out. The angels directly gave me that. That was an amazing experience. Literally 5 inches worth of sheets of paper, literally I hand writ out in just literally that thick of papers of healing meditations. But my publisher wanted me to do an intro to the kind of work I do that's unique. And so, but anyway, yeah, I sure would love to do that.
Yeah, because I, you know, it seems like, you know, talking to you, it's, you know, and one thing I keep feeling around you, I keep feeling a lot of angels around you. So you definitely work with a lot of that energy, because it's like I can almost see them around you, as you're talking. And so that's cool. And
yeah.
Now, how would you, now for somebody out there, and then we're going to get into, you know, how to get a good reading, but somebody wants to, you know, work with angels. Maybe they don't really understand how to do that. Could you explain that a little bit, if you don't mind?
I think one of the best ways to work with angels, you know, I, like I said, I was born into that. But
right.
I think if it's something, let's say, at any age, I think it's something that what I would lead my class through is through a guided meditation.
Right.
And in that way, the angels will have the opportunity to introduce themselves at that point, and that's something you need to keep working with during your meditation. I think would probably be the most easiest way, if you know, like a beginner way.
Right.
And so, so I would say when I work with, you know, the new ones coming in, I would definitely put them through a guided meditation that I have especially for that, and that would really, so they would learn, so, you know, if someone was to help guide them through that, they would be able to ask what your name is and what they look like, and, you know, because at first it's kind of like, oh, wow, you know, and you want to take it all in, and so if you have
right.
somebody helping you through that, of course that's something you can do at home during your meditation. You know, definitely ask for that. So
yeah, and now you teach your classes online. Do you?
Yes, and sometimes I you know, I have people that will have me travel out to their location. If the class is big enough, they usually fly me out, and I stay, you know, if it's a spiritual retreat place or wherever. Now I haven't, my international students, I have so far, I've just done, you know, over Skype or some other via, you know, teleconferencing situation. But yeah, I do in person, or I do a lot of private tutoring, because some people can't just join a big old group, you know.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, are a little nervous in groups, I think. They like that one-on-one, you know, stuff. And now, could you give us your website one more time, so in case somebody's interested in that, they could get hold of you?
Sure. It's www. And I'm going to spell it out here in a minute. Christine McClendon. That is spelled CHRISTINEMCCLENDON.com.
Right. And now, you know, somebody, you know, we were talking, you know, and we're trying to come up with a subject when we started talking, you know, it's like, okay, what are you going to talk about tonight? Now, the one thing that I would focus on is what you mentioned earlier. Now, if somebody's thinking about getting a reading from you or from anybody else, you know, what would you tell them? You know, how, you know, what kind of tips would you give us?
Right. And a lot of this is all, if you go to my website, it's also already on my blog page, part
okay.
of it, because I do write for international websites. I do write articles for them, and I usually post it on my blog. So if y'all don't have a pen and paper out there who's listening, don't worry, you can go to the blog, on my
yeah.
blog page. But this is the same thing I teach my students, because I think it's important that that my students and myself coach the people that are coming in.
Right.
So one of the important things is, you know, because I don't know, well, okay, let me, if I'm reading a person, the same is true with the animal, but with the animal, it's really nice just to have one animal in the room at a time, especially if you have an alpha male or alpha female, because they'll all start chit-chatting with me, and I'm like, whoa, you know, it's just, and it doesn't matter what room they're in, because they can still do it, obviously, but it's really nice just to kind of have whatever's in there, just make sure it's just one person in the room if possible. If it's with an animal, they don't have to be in the room with you. But, you know, they don't need to be chasing after a cat or a rabbit or whatever,
right.
You know. Make sure they're just not out. Make sure they're in a calm situation where I can get their attention. They're just like you. Animals are just like you. They get busy. And
right.
The same thing is whenever if I'm reading somebody and they ask about a person, well, if they're really busy at work. So that's one of my suggestions, though, is have the reading room quiet, distraction-free. I'm real sensitive to computers and you know, electronics, obviously. To say the least, in my house, it's kind of funny. But I'm sorry, I'm going to get a little chuckle about that. But it's a happy house. It's just kind of funny. It's a unique house with all the energy going through here. I can't even wear a watch or, you know, I've gone through 13 cell phones. So this year. Yeah, this year. Four of which was within 1 week. But that was a really huge change in my energy. But focusing on what we were talking about,
right. The
room needs to be distraction-free. Another thing is like what you eat and drink. So like if you're, you know, having two large venti-size lattes, you know, with lots of sugar and caffeine, I might be reading you on the ceiling. So it would be really helpful to all the people that are reading you, including myself, if you don't take anything, including medications if possible. You always want to take, you know, your medications as directed,
right.
Of course. But anything that you can avoid that will cause you to be really hyper or really sluggish, I just kind of want to be able to and have my other readers just read you, you know, just in your normal state as possible. Also, I'm sorry, now, you, Michael, you need to interrupt me if I because I'll just keep going.
No, it's okay. Keep going.
We got
plenty of time, so go ahead.
Okay, yeah, so anybody that's listening now, I want y'all to have, hopefully you'll have a chance to call in, so make sure y'all start calling in here in a little while. But what's really, really important to all us readers, whether we're, you know, reading your animals, somebody on the other side, someone living, you know, situation or medical, whatever it is, I need you to write down your questions that you hunger for and when you wake up you're still thirsty for. So what I'm saying is it's really cool. What's really neat is if you go to bed and kind of write it down before you go to the reading, because you can always program your dreams and say, hey, you know, say a prayer and say, hey, please guide my dreams into really what I need to know about, because you only have a certain amount of time. Now, my readings are only for an hour, hour and a half, or 2 hours. And most of my readings, they book for 2 hours because of all what I do. That's not unusual for me. But after 2 hours, I get hungry. I burn a lot of energy.
Right.
So I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that. So, so it needs to be the question, though, to help me out and the other readers, is it needs to be direct and not compound a question. And so what I mean by that is, okay, I read somebody today, and he's fixing to propose to somebody. And he goes, will I be happy with her? And I was like, you know, and I was like, that's not exactly as direct. And you would think that that would be a direct question. Well, they might end up being best friends to the day they die, but they might not be, you know, and be extremely happy, but they might not be happy as a married couple. And so it needs to be real, you know, what your target is, what your goal is, and, you know, real clear to that. And if you make it like a compound question, like the other day I had somebody ask me if I think it, what was it? It was two questions combined. Basically, what was going to be asking, you know, how the interview was going to be and if they were going to pay her enough. I'm like, well, wait, one question at a time. Because what happens is as a reader, it'll divide that energy. Mm-hmm. And so you want that energy to be as powerful as possible. So that's why. And you're welcome to add any to that, Michael, as we go along. So,
well, you're doing good. So go ahead.
Okay. And this is a good one here. This is a big tip. Be open completely. Whenever you come see me, and I'm sure most of the, you know, I can't, you know, speak for that, but I'm sure, you know, most of us that are reading, when you come to me, I'm going to make sure, unless you choose to let people know, nobody's going to know about our reading, for one. It's going to be private, but it's going to be when you come into my room or you know, if we read you over Skype, whatever, or over the phone, I want you to know that it's very sacred and it's very private. And so I want you to be as open, because this lady, she booked an appointment with me earlier today. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I talked to her, I was giving her the rundown I'm giving all of y'all today. And I just felt her blocking different aspects of her life. It was her her romantic life, to say it politely. And I said to her, I said, I already see that you're blocking me. And I said, I can see through that block, but it also hinders other aspects of you. And she's, wow. She's, we haven't even had the reading yet. And I was like, yeah. I said, you know, just to let you know, any of the readers, we really need you to be open to us completely in all aspects of your life. And now I do tell people, I will say something, though. I do tell people, if there's something you do not want to know, please let me know. You know, especially when it comes to psychic meeting readings,
right.
And that there's things that just, you know, we just don't need to go over. Let me see another tip. Another thing too is whenever I'm doing a reading, I have this one lady, finally she got it. Finally the reading went off. She was so fearful in her relationship. Every time I said something that could have been misconstrued negative, she's like, no, it's not that way, you know. And finally I calmed her down. I said, look, if you had a big book in front of me, I said, and we were both facing the book, and you were one side of the book, and I was on the other side of the book, you would see the back of the cover, and I would see the front of the cover. We'd both be right, but we'd see different aspects, perspectives of that book. And I tell them, before you say no, don't, you know, just let me, you know, finish what I'm getting to or what, you know. And then some of the things may be symbolism, and then I tell them, whenever I read, I just blah, I spit it out. And then if it's, you know, if we need more details, and usually it's right on point, but if we need more details, because I might not understand it, but whenever I say it, they get it. And it's like, you know, you can see the light bulb going off. You've probably done that before. It's like, oh, okay.
Right. Yep.
Those are the main ones that I tell my clients. Yeah. Right.
And those are pretty good. Now, the one thing that I find a lot of times, Christine, is I think a lot of times with me, people come in with expectations of you know, what they're hoping, especially in mediumship reading. You know, they're already having an expectation and saying, okay, I want Grandpa so-and-so to come through. You know, we can't guarantee that. I mean, I can't. You know, I don't know who's going to come through. You know, I'm hoping that Grandpa so-and-so will pop in, but do you find that yourself? A lot of times people have any expectations?
The three main goals of a mediumship is to identify who is there,
right?
What, you know, a specific detail and a message of love,
right?
As far as popping in, I usually have them say their name. First, I'll just do a general reading, okay?
Right.
And I'll tell them if they're on the mother's side. I can tell if they're on the mother's side, the father's side. I can tell if they're an aunt, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with names. in this world, neither on the other. I've just not, and I tell them that. But usually when I start describing, oh, she smoked cigarettes, she did, and I start telling the personality. Sometimes I even sound a little bit like them. They're, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so, because I'll tell them what side they're on.
Right.
And they'll know. And sometimes I just get their name, of course. But the reason why sometimes you might not, I usually get, something. If that person, they need to keep in mind, okay, this is the deal. They need to keep in mind, if they're extrovert here,
mm-hmm.
They're going to be extrovert over there. In other words, if they're real shy and not talkative here, there's a big chance, now not always, that they're going to be like that on their side. The fact that they don't have all the stress and worries and stuff, they have more time to talk and more meaningful. So as far as expectations, what I tell them is to think, this is another important point about any kind of reading, think about the question or the person, if it's a psychic medium or the animal communication especially, think about the pet or the person. Instead of, I record my conversations if they allow it,
right.
And I tell them, look, you're going to get a recording of this, so don't worry, you know. So I tell them not to worry about what I'm saying. Focus on them, and to me, they come in a lot stronger. But another point I was going to make too, real quick, as far as psychic medium or animal communication or any kind of telepathic stuff that I do, if that person either on this side or the other side, or that animal on either side, because I do both with animals, it gets confusing in my world, but if they're busy, you know, I'll look at them and I'm saying, oh, wow, I see them at work. They just told me they were too busy for me. And sometimes they don't want to talk about it. I don't care if they're on the other side or not. They still don't want to talk about it sometimes. I mean, it's like, you know, and they know when I look at them that way and I say it, what they say, then they said, well, that, wow, that's just what they would have said, you know, if they were staying in this room. So, and that to me is affirmation that what's going on. So, yeah, the best thing to do if somebody is not wanting to come forward is to introduce yourself, so to speak, in spirit world to them, and greet them respectfully and tell them what you're there for, and they'll usually open up for you a lot better.
Yeah, definitely. I agree totally. We have a few people that already would like to talk to you if you want to go ahead and do a couple of readings here.
Yeah, as long as I will ask on the, if it is for the psychic medium and the animal communication, if we could possibly, if they could do that like in a private reading or something, because we only have a couple of minutes. And so we can try, but it's so, I mean, to give them the respect, I'd rather do something that's really about them, if possible. If the listeners are still online and they could do that, that would be great.
Yeah, because it takes, you know, mediumship stuff is just not for radio, because it's just like rushing in and we just can't do that very well a lot of times. So, yeah, I totally understand that.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's okay. We could do it, but it's not – I feel more comfortable because sometimes a lot of mine give me very special messages that are probably shouldn't be aired. So, yeah.
Right.
Because I
did that one time. A lady called in and she was doing a mediumship reading with me on air and on the radio show, and I said, ma'am, you need to set up a reading with me because I don't feel comfortable telling you what I'm hearing.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I did an animal reading one time and actually did a healing on a dog right there on international radio. And I tell you what, she called me back and she posted it. It's in a testimony on my testimonial page, and we actually did a healing because we had time.
Right.
But she could not get the vet to fix the ear, could not get the, you know. And sure enough, after I did an energy work on the dog right over national radio, yes, God can intervene in any situation, but it's best stronger, you know, if we can. Okay,
yeah.
Anyway, I'll be quiet, and if they're ready, I am ready for them.
Okay, let me go ahead and give the call-in number to this program out, so in case you're listening and you want to call in here. 347-327-9316, or I could try to send it through you telepathically and you could pick up, but that 347-327-9316. It might work out better that way. So let's go ahead and talk to Ann. Ann, you're on with Christine, and we appreciate your patience and calling in. Hi.
Thank you, Michael, for taking my call. Hi, Christine. Nice to hear you.
Hi, Ann. Nice to hear you, too. Your voice sounds very familiar. Have I done a reading on you before, Ann?
I don't believe you have. I've never heard you on the air.
Oh, no. You're fine. You're fine. You sound like one of my clients up in New Jersey.
Okay.
So, or towards the East Coast, I should say. I think she's still in New Jersey. What I would have you do, Ann, is I'm going to have you say your name three times as if you were going to introduce me. And you do not have to say your last name on the air if you do not want to. But if you do, that's fine. And then I'm going to have you ask your question.
Very good. Okay. Ann.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I have a major concern right now regarding keeping my home because my mortgage, I just found out this weekend, it's escalating, and I sent in some requests to try to change that, and I'm wondering if you see anything turning around, whether I get a different amount or I'm able to come up with more money.
Okay, let me look at that real quick. When I looked at your desk when you pay the bills, there's a lot of papers there, and it doesn't have to be an actual desk. It's just a spot that you call, and there's, like, a lot of paper there. So you're sitting in front of me, and you're paying bills, and you're like, I don't know. And I don't even know how to say this, but it's almost like, you know, your credit scores, let me put it politically correct, maybe should be a little bit higher before you seek another loan. And so
well, it's an ongoing. I'm wanting to refinance the existing. Maybe I didn't make that clear.
I'm sorry, you wanted to refinance?
Yeah, I want to lower the existing amount.
Mm-hmm.
Get a different term or get some helping program to help me work it out. And I've just applied for it.
I definitely feel why do I feel like you what is it with the job? Why do I feel like it how long have you I don't feel like you've been at something's telling me you haven't been at your job that long, and it's okay. That doesn't have to be that really means that, but that's what I'm picking
up.
Okay, so you're not working?
No.
Okay. So, yeah, because whenever I asked, okay, I want to refinance, I had you in front of the banker, and he looked at me. He says, she doesn't have enough. She doesn't have at least 6 months of work history here. So either you didn't have a job or you didn't have enough work. You know what I mean? You have to have a job for at least a certain amount of time.
I have income because I'm semi-retired. I'm trying to find work to go back, but I have some income that that has been carrying me. But
okay, just because of the banker had said that to me, so I want you, I know that we probably wouldn't, nowadays you just pick up a phone, you wouldn't actually probably go down to the banker, but the guy had a suit on, it was kind of a cool bank, but anyway. So what I would make a suggestion for you is, I definitely want you to go ahead and try to refinance, but
right,
in the process.
And all the paperwork, I had 24 hours to come up with a stack of paperwork, and it's already gone in.
Okay. Well, what I would do, though, I don't want you to quit. I don't want you to stop with this, okay? Because he said about the work history, I either want you to create. I know you have the money coming in from a different aspect, but see what that means in your own world. So, in other words, if you need to apply for a job or start, you know, some type of self-employment, I need you to go ahead and start that immediately or find another avenue of income. Maybe it's another avenue of income. And even if it's 6 months from now, because I have heard the number 6 months, even if that doesn't go through, I don't want you to stop. Do you see what I'm saying here? Because
I've been
looking
to work for 2 years, and I haven't been able to land a part-time job.
Well, that's probably why I've seen the self-employed. But I would try to find out a different avenue of, you know, just in case. It might go through. But when he said he looked right at me, there's a meaning behind that. So that's what I would do. I would try to seek that out. What kind of work you could do out of your home is what I would suggest. And there's a lot of stuff you can do on the internet. A lot of stuff.
Anything yet. And my computer crashed this week. I just got it back. I had to pay to have a major virus.
Well, I thank you for calling in, and I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Thank you, Ann.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. And I would ask for everybody, please try to stick to one question if possible, because we got a lot of callers, and so we just want to be sure if we can get everybody on here.
And Michael, whenever I'm reading, please feel free to remind me of that, because I go into a different zone and I won't remember. So don't feel like you're being rude. I want you to just go ahead and say, okay, you know, so just go ahead and give me a gentle reminder. So who's the next caller?
Yeah, because I'll go,
tap.
Tap. Okay. But because, I mean, yeah, because when we're reading, you know, we forget. And, you know, I just, you know, if we have time, but, you know, I don't mind that. But a lot of times, you know, we just go on and we forget about time, you know, because there's no time in spirit. So sometimes as readers, I do that myself. You know, sometimes I'll just start reading and I'm like, okay. Because, you know, I always tell people, you know, a lot of times that, you know, I do 30-minute or hours. But, you know, if I'm picking up information, you set up a 30-minute reading, I'm not going to stop that at 30 minutes and say, okay, sorry, I'm picking up a lot more information, and, you know, sorry, you ran out of time. So.
Yeah, and I want to tell all the people that are calling in and, you know, people listening, this is just a little two-minute reading,
right,
and you can't possibly get the depth of your question. It's just these are pretty much lighthearted questions that you're calling in about, and if you ever need more information, just, you know, you can always book an appointment on my website.
I sort of look at it this way. You know, I tell people, you know, my spirit guide's funny. He's showing me, like, you know, you go to a bakery sometimes and you get, you know, they say, what do you like to have a sample? You know, that's not the whole cake. Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's how you do, you know, these kind of shows. You know, guest comes on here, you know, they give you a sample of what they do. And then if you want the whole cake, you set up a reading. Now, if anybody wants to get hold of you, could you give us your website one more time, please? Well,
sure. Yeah. If y'all can also call, I can give my phone number out. I don't mind. It's a public number. It's that's at 432-614-1007, or at my website at www.christinemcclennan.com. That's christinemcclendon.com. That has to be the longest name. You can also like my Facebook to find out any upcoming events, classes, radio shows, at facebook.com, Christine McClendon, Psychic Educator. So it's my name and then Psychic Educator.
Psychic Educator.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and let's talk to Woody. Woody, you're on air. Hold on for a minute. My switchboard is not working totally. Right. There you go, Woody. You're on.
Hi.
Hi, Woody. This is Christine. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
Good. I would like for you to go ahead and say your name for me three times, please. Excuse me.
Woody.
Okay, hang on just a second, Woody. I'm going to put you on mute just for a second. Okay, sorry, Woody. I had to do a little cough there. My allergies are acting up. Can you do that just, excuse me, one more time, please? I'm so sorry, sir.
Woody.
Okay, and the questions you have, Woody?
I'd like to look at a relationship. Is anything coming for me?
Okay, go ahead and ask the question about a relationship. Do I see you getting into a relationship?
Yeah.
Okay, let me look at that real quick. You know, what's funny, Woody, is the first thing I closed my eyes and I just seen fall leaves like it's going to be in the fall. But I feel like Spirit's trying to give you a message that I feel like a lot of things are blowing around you. So basically you're real busy. I feel like the reason why you haven't met that special person is I feel like it's because you have so many different things going on. And I really feel if you take the time maybe for pick up a special hobby or allow that time for that person to come into your life, I think it's going to come a lot faster. And I know it sounds silly, but even if you're having a dinner by yourself and you have an extra plate setting for that special person, that'll just be a simple reminder that you need to make sure that you do have time for that special person in your life. So, yes, I do see somebody in the fall, but you know, I definitely would start making time for that, for them to be able to, if you want them to come any sooner, because there's a possibility this summer, I see you around water, that that could happen sooner.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome, Woody. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Woody. All right. Yeah. And if we can get my switchboard to cooperate, we will move on to the next call. But a lot of times this happens. You know, technology is great when it works, and when it doesn't, it could be a little frustrating.
Well, so far, and I have a lot of background noise, so I can actually hear you. A lot of radio shows, I go on Blog Talk, and there's a lot of noise. So far, so good. This end, anyway.
Yeah,
clear.
Yeah, it is clear tonight, and Blog Talk's been having problems. So, you know, I prayed this morning, you know, because last night they were having a lot of problems on Blog Talk, I guess. And so this morning I prayed, and, you know, and I think that we set our intent, you know, and I said, I want clear show tonight. I don't want any problems. And so far, so good. So
we want clarity in our readings and our clarity in being able to hear them.
Right.
Go ahead if you're ready.
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's well, if I can get, like I said, I'm having some problems with
my... No, that's
my,
okay. We can talk about something else for a little while.
Let's go ahead. Yeah, I do have a question here in a minute, but let's go ahead and talk to 352. Could you say your name for us? I'm not going to try to say it because I know I wouldn't say it right. 352, you're on air.
Hi.
Hi, you're on air.
You're welcome.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, hi.
You're on air. Go ahead.
I didn't even know I was on. Oh, okay. I wanted to ask a question. Do you see a love life for me?
Do I see a what?
A love life for me.
Okay, I'm going to need you to say your name just about three times for me, please, sweetheart.
Margetta, Margetta, Margetta.
I feel like you're still in love with somebody else. There's somebody else already that you're that you haven't really totally let go of. And I feel like if once you let go completely, either that person's going to come back or you're going to have somebody new. So that's what I'm picking up. Do you concur with that? Because I feel like your heart is already... I feel like you've had your heart already opened up to somebody. Is that correct?
Well, yes, but it is not working out. It's like a...
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that energy, though, is still... And I tell you what, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. But I will let you know real quickly, though, that energy is still really strong around you, and anybody that goes out with you is going to feel that. So I just would, during your meditation or prayer time, just ask to release that energy, because definitely if another man might not feel comfortable or person might not feel comfortable around you, because I still see them very clearly. You still really, you know, love them, and it's great to love someone, but like you said, you realize that that's not going to work out. And sometimes the best thing to do is to let that energy go in a very respectful, loving way. So hopefully did that answer your question?
Her call actually got dropped, but...
oh, no. Okay. Well, she'll be able to get it on archives.
Yes, she will, definitely.
Bless her heart.
But yeah, and I felt the same thing. You know, I could feel, you know, like somebody, you know, was around her, and I agree, you know, if she's going out with some guy, you know, they're going to pick up on that energy, and they're going to be wondering, okay, what? She's already seen somebody or something's going on. So, yeah.
Definitely.
And energy can come across like that very strong.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know what it is. It just it doesn't feel comfortable to them. They don't know it's an energy. They don't know what it is. You know, they'll think, oh, she's beautiful. You know, she's pretty, or she's, you know, everything's perfect, but there's something not right, and usually that's it. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I don't know if you're like this, Christine, but sometimes I can walk in to like a house or something, and all of a sudden I just have that, you know, weird, you know, that weird feeling, and it's, you know, you're picking up on an energy. It could be a spirit, it could be something, you know, and you know, a lot of times we don't know what that is, but we can pick up on things like that. Go ahead.
Oh no, it's okay. Go ahead.
I thought you were getting ready to say something. I just lost my.
Yeah,
because I just lost my whole screen. So
we're both talking at the same time. Sorry. Okay. I do. I am very sensitive. But I've been really blessed. I've taught a lot of classes, you know, how to work on that, because until I learned how to change that aspect of me, there's the times when you want to really be open up to the messages, and there's times it's just not right. You know, you really have to focus on driving, or you have to focus in, you know, to be able to enjoy a meal in public, you know, or going shopping. So I've been really blessed to hand it over to my, you know, spirit guides, and, you know, Archangel Michael's really awesome helping me with that too. So, definitely if I open myself up, I definitely can feel it. So.
Right. Let's go ahead and let's take Donnell. You're on air, hopefully. Hi.
Hello. How are you guys today?
We're good.
Hi, good.
Good. Hi, my name is Danielle, and I'm calling from Woodland Hills, California. So Danielle.
There you go, girl. Okay, what's your question?
I'd like to know. I wrote my question down. I'd like to know specifically if I could get a reading specifically to find out, like, what are my specific gifts, spiritual or psychic gifts, so that I can bring.
Go ahead.
Oh, so that I can bring them forward and bring them to the forefront and work with them, or if I have any from past lives, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, let me look at that real quick, okay?
Thank you.
Just to let you know, just I'm going to look up real quick and kind of go down, I really need you, while you're getting ready to do any kind of work, I want you to go ahead and get yourself financially secure. You might have to actually work a full-time job and do this part-time.
I'm disabled. I can't work.
Yeah. Whatever is during the day, it's going to take up. So that is considered a full-time job if there are something that's causing disability. So what that's saying is just be able to enter your time, make sure you have time during your day to add that to whatever you're going through during the day. Does that make sense? One of the big things I've noticed is, let me look at your third eye, let me look at your crown. Okay. You know, I'd like to see your crown chakra open up a little bit more for that guidance, that direct guidance, a little bit more power. You have a very large heart chakra, so that's telling me, so when you walk into the room, a lot of times you could probably feel people. How are you with animals?
I love cats. But dogs I'm not too fond of, although we have a cat and a dog.
I'm
an animal person.
One of the things when I look at a heart chakra too like that is your, you know, the ability to communicate with animals and stuff like that, be able to feel them and stuff. And so really the fact that you um, the fact that you have a heart chakra that's that big is great. The thing is, though, is if you're thinking about, so you'd be a really good healer is what I'm trying to say. The thing is, though, if you're trying to be a psychic, your throat chakra isn't your ability to speak the truth, be able to speak or write or speak. Spiritual communication needs to be a little bit stronger. Definitely clairvoyant. So that would help you in your healing, energy healing or something like that business. So hopefully that helped. So you know, have like
yes,
a little chakra checkup. So
yeah,
because I really picked up there was something with your security, you know, your first chakra. So we need to get that a little bit developed too. So, but other than that, you're very clairvoyant. So.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome. A healer.
I'm a Reiki 2 practitioner, and I'm trying to learn other healing modalities.
I would pursue that. That's the strongest one that I've read first. That's the strongest one on your whole body is your heart chakra. Just to let you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right. Thank you.
You guys
bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day. Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and let's go ahead with one more, and I think that's all we're going to take. Cindy, you are on air. Hi.
Hi.
Hello, hi, Cindy.
This is Cindy.
And your question today, Cindy.
Yesterday I was at a business meeting, and I wondered what you saw as far as additional work coming up for me in regard to that.
The only thing is that additional work coming up. You know, and it doesn't matter if it's this way or not, but I see you in a meeting, and there's like almost like a U shape, like these folding tables instead of like desk. I don't know what that means, but it's neither here nor there. So define your question a little bit better for me. Is there going to be more work or less work coming up?
More work, more opportunity to work with others, projects, that kind of thing.
Okay. So you're wondering if there's going to be more work, more opportunities for you to do what you like to do. Is that, I'm not clear on your question. I'm so sorry. Can you?
More working partnerships, more projects, more working projects with other people that were present at the meeting.
Okay. I definitely, because of the fact that I see all the papers kind of stacking up, I definitely think there's going to be more instead of less. But your angels are telling me that you need to make sure that when this hits, that you're ready to juggle, because I see them literally juggling balls. And so I don't know what that means. I don't know if you have, like, kids and a family and all that. But I need to make sure that you're ready to change hats and juggle different aspects of your life, working life especially, is what they're saying. So I definitely feel that you're going to be having more things come out of this. I just want you to be ready to prioritize them so that you can do them better. Hopefully that was that helpful, Cindy?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Cindy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Cindy. All right.
Thank you.
No problem. All right. And our phone lines are closed. I just feel like that we don't actually have any more calls anyhow, but we're going to go ahead and close the phone lines. So, Rose, the phone lines are closed. You know, I appreciate I have somebody that helps me out on the phone lines, and so it's always nice to have that. Now, you talked about – now, the one thing I want to ask you, Christine, because you talked about earlier, you kept talking about other readers. So do you have other people that work with you, or – because you mentioned that a few times when we were talking earlier.
Yeah, and I should clarify on that. No, I don't. What I mean by other instead of calling them students, I always hate to call them my students. I meant other readers that I work with as my students is what I meant. And so, because I feel like I'm a student too. I feel like we're all students.
Yeah, we're always learning.
Yes. And that's what makes somebody really awesome is they, because that actually helps that third eye in that part of their right brain if you challenge it to take on different tasks. So I should have clarified that. I always say that during my classes because I want them to know that I'm a student right along with them. I learn more and convinced than they do when they're giving me questions and stuff.
Because we're always evolving. We're always, everything's always changing and we have to grow along with it. And so, we're always learning. I mean, the world's a huge classroom. I look at it that way.
It's awesome. I love it. it is.
And everything that we go through, I've been telling people this in the last few days. Everything that we go through is a learning lesson, if we look at it that way. It's all the way we look at things. We can look at them either negative or positive.
Yeah, and that right there is very, I hate to sound like the law of attraction, but the thing about people don't understand about our clairvoyance or our telepathic abilities.
Right.
If we focus our telepathic abilities, okay, let me say it this way. Let's say Donald Trump. He uses his telepathic abilities. He's not even aware of it. He thinks he's just successful because he just has a hunch about to take the
right.
Prospect on what property to buy. The fact is that hunch is their telepathic abilities, mm-hmm. And it's just intuitive. It's very natural. But if we also focus the same thing on our neurotic thoughts, in other words, our negative thoughts about a certain, instead of looking at something, a positive aspect of it, we're going to, in other words, like if we say, if we tell ourselves we have a fear and we're always consumed with being abandoned, then every dog, every man, every female, whoever is out there, every job we have, they're going to abandon us. I mean, because what happens is we are telling the universe, what we're trying to give it, guidance, and it doesn't, we're kind of giving it instructions.
Right.
We have what we call the free will. And so whether we're looking at that energy negative or positive really has a big outcome on how our life path goes.
Definitely.
And so.
Yep. What we're focused on is what we're going to draw to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I've been trying to do in my life, there was a time in my life a long, long time ago, thank God, that, I was I was like fear-based, and luckily worked through all of that with the help of my angels and my spirit guide and changed a lot of that. And now I'm able to help people and help them have a better life as well. But, I appreciate you being on here. I think I'm going to go ahead and I feel like that we're actually done, but I do appreciate you coming on. Is there anything that you want to share with us before I say
I'm just going to give them my website one more time.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
How to get a hold of me. And
right.
But that's it. And I do want to appreciate you and who it was that answered the phone for the
Rose.
Radio show, and all the people that are listening on the archives and listening to us live tonight. Thank you so much for taking that time. But you can get a hold of me one more time. This is Christine McClendon, and it's at www.christinemcclendon.com. That is christinemcclendon.com. I'm sure to be archived on his website as well.
Right.
You can also like my Facebook page to get a hold of me. That way is at facebook.com, Christine McClendon, Psychic Educator. And also on my website is my emails and other ways you can get a hold of me and my blogs and stuff
right.
like that. So and there's archive pages and kind of cool stuff on there. So
right. And the information that you shared, the tips that you gave us tonight, they're found on your blog. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. It's more detailed. It's in writing. I did part one. Next month I'll be doing part two because I write for an international website and so articles. Lightworkers.com has asked me to, or Lightworker.com, they'd asked me to write articles for them monthly. So,
awesome.
I have different ones for different things because I do so many different types of readings and whatnot. So,
okay. Right. And, hey, it's been a pleasure having you here, and we'll have to have you back sometime in the future. But you have a good night, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again in the future.
You too. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. And, again, if you would like to get hold of her, and tomorrow she will be on our previous guest list, so we'll make it really easy for you to get hold of her. Because you can just go over there and tomorrow you'll be able to click on her, the website there and go right to her website and actually listen to the show. And you can find that information at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. That is our website for this radio program is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. But check her out. She does a lot of stuff. The one thing that I would encourage you to do is look her up if you need her help. All right. Let's see. What do I want to talk to you about really quick? Tomorrow, we have a guest tomorrow, actually, and she will be doing, I think she's going to be doing mediumship stuff tomorrow. Billy Hayward will be with us tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Central, and looking forward to that program as well. I have some really great guests coming up, and you can find all that information over, like I said, at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you like what you hear here on this program and you would like to give a donation, you would like to help us out financially to continue moving forward, you can find that information right there on our website and right at the top there. There's a little blue thing. It says click here to give a donation. And whatever you want to give, that would be appreciative. This show is totally supported by listeners just like you. And so, and Spirit always provides. So you can find that information right there on our website. Let's see. The one thing I want to tell you right now, my prices, my readings are on sale until Wednesday. Those will go up, and you can find my stuff at www.spiritualawakening.com. All right? Let's see. There's something else I wanted to tell you. There's a lot of stuff that came through Christine tonight. And, you know, the one thing that I liked was all the tips. You know, a lot of times, you know, we go to readers and we're, you know, we're – our mind – one thing that I found in my own life, a lot of times people will come to me and, you know, I'll start reading, and all of a sudden they forgot all their questions. And so it is really nice. The one tip that I would tell you is be sure you write those questions down. Because a lot of times you're nervous, understandably. And so just be sure you write that down. The other thing that I like that Christine said, you know, is be sure that you're in a quiet place. Because it helps. If there's a lot of background noise, readers are not going to be able to pick up on you. I'm not going to be able to pick up on you very well. Christine probably wouldn't be able to pick up on you very well. And so, just be sure you're in a quiet place. And also that you're not going to be interrupted. I was doing a reading one time, and the reading was going very well, and all of a sudden the person's cell phone went off. When the person's cell phone went off, I got distracted. The reading ended. Because I couldn't pick up again. And so, you know, you need to be really careful with that kind of stuff. So that's one thing I would tell you. I tell you that when you call into the radio program, you know, not have a whole bunch of background noise because it can be very distracting. And so she gave you some really good tips. You can find more tips and all that stuff in writing over there on her blog. On our website, and like I said, there's a link to that right here on the Blog Talk Show page, I believe. And tomorrow, it will be over on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. As a previous guest, all right. So join me tomorrow for Billy Hayward. I would appreciate it, and I'm sure she would too. It's no fun if you're not listening. And so I'm glad that you listen. I want to say that I really do appreciate your support. You know, if you can't give, that's great. Because you come and you listen and you pray for me and you push this show forward. And that's what it's all about, setting that intent. And I just want to say tonight that I really appreciate you guys so much. for being a part of Spiritual Talk Radio in my life. You know, I consider you not just listeners, I consider you family. And so, you know, that's how I look at you. I mean, just family. You know, I pour a lot of myself into this program and have since I, you know, been on air with Blog Talk. And, you know, even when Blog Talk has issues, you know, I think it's just like us sometimes. We have issues and we just work through them. And, you know, that's how Blog Talk is. When Blog Talk runs smooth, I'm thankful. When Blog Talk runs a little rough, you know, I pray for them. And because, you know, they have servers, and you have to understand, Blog Talk has a lot of people on here. And sometimes their servers, to give Blog Talk a break, a lot of times they get overloaded. It's like your emotions sometimes. Your emotions can get overloaded, and they can short circuit. That's what happens with Blog Talk sometimes, I believe. And so, you know, I'm not too rough on them because it's just the way life is. And you know, but... you know, just to give them a little break, all right? But if you are having problems with Blog Talk, please communicate with them directly. I have no control over that. You know, the only thing that I have control over is, you know, my switchboard in front of me sometimes and when it works. But I don't have control over Blog Talk. But I do appreciate them so much. Because they give us a platform. They give us a place to go. When I first started, you know, years ago on Blog Talk, it was funny because I didn't really understand all of this. I didn't understand how it worked, and I just thought it was like a local thing. I didn't realize it was all over the world. And I was sitting there my first night on Blog Talk. I can remember it still to this day. And all of a sudden, I got a call from, I think it was from like Alabama. And I clicked on it, and they said, "This is so-and-so from Alabama." And I was like, "What? Alabama? You're pulling my leg." Because I didn't understand it. And I think a lot of times we're that way with the spirit world. You know, sometimes we don't understand how it works. We don't understand, you know, the bigger picture of what's going on. And, you know, I think that we just have to expand our thinking and expand our vision. And the one thing that my spirit guide has been talking to me about for my own life is dream bigger. You know, I keep hearing that every day from my spirit guide, dream bigger. You know, he's always saying, dream bigger, Michael. And I think that a lot of times we limit ourselves because we think, man, you know, I don't know. But how are we ever going to get if we don't ask? You know, it's like if you're in your house and say you want a glass of water, and say you're in your living room, and say your wife or your husband or whoever's in the kitchen, and you said, you know, you're in the living room and you go, man, I'm really thirsty. I wish I had a glass of water. But if you never ask for that glass of water, you're probably not going to get that glass of water. Are you following what Spirit's saying? So ask and you shall receive. And the other thing, when we ask, a lot of times I think we live in this instant society that we think that everything is instant. Well, Spirit doesn't always work that way. Sometimes Spirit's instant, sometimes not. Spirit knows best for us. And so when you ask, you know, it might not be in your timing, but the one thing that I've always seen in my own life is when I've asked for something, it's in Spirit's timing. And sometimes that's down the road a little bit. You know, it's not always instant. And you know, we can't get frustrated with that. We can't get, you know, angry and stuff like that. That's not good. And that's working in lower energies, and we need to work in higher energies and more higher vibrations, and we need those more and more as we go forward. Please check out Christine's website. Like I said, tomorrow it will be on our website, and you can click there. And Christine, thank you so much for being here tonight. It was a pleasure having you here. I've learned some things, and you know, like, you know, Christine said, it's always a learning experience. It's always us learning and growing and evolving. So thank you so much, Rose. Thank you for your help tonight. I appreciate it. Thank you for all the callers that called in. You guys were great and awesome. as always. And so, but, you know, I do appreciate you calling in and getting some advice from Christine tonight. And I know that she's helped you. I'm not saying I hope that she helped you, because I know that she's helped you. And so, so that's a good thing. So I do believe that we're done. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. As always, you have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. My name is Michael, and I do appreciate you so much. If you can get hold of me by email, if you need to get hold of me for whatever reason, you know, I feel, and I'm going to stop for just a second, because I feel like that there's somebody listening to me right now. You're just having a really rough time right now, and I'm gonna offer you some help, okay? If you're listening to my voice right now live, and or you maybe you're even listening to this show archived, and you're having a problem right now, and you just need to reach out to somebody, you know, because I can just feel somebody's energy that's just having a really bad day. And I've been there, and I'm sure Christine's been there, you know, those bad days. So if you are having a bad day and you just need a friend to talk to, just somebody to talk to, write me right now at insightswithmichaelymill.com. And if you need me to call you on my dime, give me a phone number and give me the reason why you want me to call you, and I have no problem calling you. If you need somebody to talk to, because I've been there, and there's been moments in my life, in my history in my life, that I wish that somebody would have done that for me. So I'm going to give you that opportunity to reach out. And so if you need somebody, and if I can't help you, I will give you numbers of people that can help you, all right? So, but you can write me at insightswithmichaelymill.com. All right. Because sometimes we just need to reach out and, you know, have somebody to lean on and know that somebody cares. And so I do care about you. All right. You be you. I'll be me. And together we'll get there. And tomorrow, please tune in 1 p.m. Oh, Monday. I'm going to be talking about something I don't think I've ever talked about this on air. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of a teaser. It is a miracle thing. It is something that happened in my life that was totally a miracle, totally amazing. And I believe that angels intervened, and you're going to hear all about that on Monday's program. When that program is going to air, I don't know yet. But it will be on Monday's program. And I don't think I've ever shared this story on air. So we'll be sharing that. It's one of those believe it or not stories. You can believe it or not, but it did happen, and so I'll be sharing that on Monday. Because it shows how spirit can move and intervene in our lives, and I definitely believe in angels, and I definitely believe an angel was with me on that day. Because if there hadn't been an angel with me that day, I wouldn't be here at this now moment. So I'll be sharing all of that on Monday's program. So, all right. Thank you, Christine, again for being here. And we'll see you later. Have a great night and a great weekend. And please join me tomorrow. All right. Let me go find a song here. And we're going to go ahead and close out. And I have lots of songs. So let's find one that I feel like the Spirit wants to close out with. How about this one? We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye, guys.